My name is Jeff Fritz, and I've got a couple friends here with me. Why don't you introduce ourselves?
Sure. My name is Jamie Singleton. I work with Scott Hanselman and Jeff here on the .NET team.
I'm Richard Campbell. I'm a malcontent.
professional problem causer.
That's it. Make a couple of podcasts, .NET Rocks, Run As Radio, a couple of conferences, Dev Intersection and Angular Mix. And you can contain me for about 90 minutes, which is all we're going to be able to do tonight.
Nice. And on the end?
I am Sarah Fats, and I am with Progress. I'm on the Telerik team. And I'm also one of the partner companies and partners who helped coordinate all of these after .NET Conf activities.
After .NET Conf. Now, here's the deal. Here's what's going on. This is the after .NET Conf. Our friends are in the other room.
Yes.
Finishing off .NET Conf at Channel 9, the other Channel 9, not this Channel 9. They can't see this. They don't know we're talking about them. But Javier's got the magic button over there that he's going to press that's going to send everybody flooding over to the Visual Studio channel and crashing in. I understand there's about 500,000 people over there that are watching that are going to join us.
Just about. A little more.
A little more?
Nice.
Nothing, you know. It's about that many.
We'll see if the network holds together.
Right.
Yes, we will see if the network holds together. So I am just checking one or two things here to make sure we're ready to go. Let's see here, I'm gonna do this. I have more than enough things running around here that we need to make sure are outputting and going out everywhere, because all my cool sound effects are not going out.
Nice.
I know, we did all this work to get that set up. And
they were so awesome.
We plugged in the sound mixer here, and it's changed where the default output is going to. Yeah, the default output is going to the wrong place.
Ah, at least you found it.
At least we found it before.
There we go. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was loud. I am so sorry that kind of blew it out. That's better. Fantastic. I see some of our friends that I normally see on my Twitch channel. I see Janescu there. I thought I saw one or two other folks. Seth Spearman's there. Cool. We're ready to go from Channel 9.
Great.
I think we're on.
Are we on?
Almost on.
How are we looking over on the .NET Conf channel? The party has moved over.
It's moved over here. This is the part.
This is the place to be.
Do we have any rude noises we can make? Well, we can.
I can think of a few.
We need to get Dee Dee in here for that.
Yeah, she is the expert.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us from .NET Conf. And yes, the party is starting here. We've got trivia questions. What else do we have besides trivia?
We have prizes. We have lots of prizes.
Okay. It just occurred to me that like I'm with an East Coast crew.
You are.
Philly, New York, Virginia.
Yep.
Now, I'm out of Vancouver. I just drove down to Redmond. So welcome to the rain.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Good timing on the hurricane.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we're going home to the rain.
Yeah, right. I would take some time. Yep. Just let all that go by.
Yes.
Right.
Don't get too wrapped up in that. Oh, my gosh.
Craziness.
So, here I see the viewers coming over here. My mic might be a little bit lower. I just pulled it away a bit. This is also the lower mic. And I've already got all the game fired all the way up.
That nice.
Fun. 1,500 viewers over here on Twitch. Welcome so much, everybody. Welcome.
Right.
We're so happy to have you.
Yes.
New York. All right.
Right.
Bellevue Forever, says
Yes.
Okay, I see what's going on here. I think we've got some friends on Mixer also. Hello, friends on Mixer. Good to see you. I'm picking up on someone else's mic. Yeah. Yeah, this is...
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Check to see if the pad switched on that, too. There might be a little pad switch, and that sometimes that'll knock you down.
No, I don't see his...
It'll be on the upper rim there, so... Too technical. Don't go there.
There is no...
My audio chops are showing.
There's nothing there, dude.
Well, we've got a call shout-out from Austin. Mic.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's go back over to OBS.
I will put out a roll call message on Twitter
yes.
in the next couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
See where everybody is.
Yep.
Food's not here yet. Big hug from Philly, says Nick. Oh, look at
there
that.
You go. Your people.
Philly. Show me a little something. I forgot my... My tasty cakes. Melbourne, Australia. Baltimore. Nice.
Evan asked if this is the party.
This is the party.
This is the party.
It's also if you're not following on Twitter, you want to do that as well, and you want to follow the hashtags .netconf and code party.
So Munich sure is on. Yay. That's Munich. Late. What is it, 2 in the morning there? They're partying
wow.
late.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Finland.
Atlanta, nice. GA. Nice.
Yeah, excellent. Wellington. That's
Portland,
where I'm
in. Maine, that's pretty cool.
New Zealand.
No tapping at all from my mic. Really? This one, you're not getting anything off of this.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Mm. That's not good.
Well, then I'll just share mics with
Toowoomba, Australia.
Yeah, there you go. We can work
Sweet.
Together.
Look at that. We're getting people from all over.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Right, we got a lot of Australia. Of course, it's morning in Australia, I think. So.
Yeah. What was the second hashtag? Ask Seth.
Hashtag code party.
Code party.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
So 5:30. Yeah, my mic is off. We're not going to use that. I'll just lean in here on Jamie's. We'll add value. Right? So
we're going to start with a bang, right?
A bang?
Yeah, nice. It's good. That's going to keep happening for the next hour and a half.
I've got sound effects aplenty.
Well, because the first prize giveaway,
yes.
first on via Twitter, is coming out at 5:05.
So 5:05.
It's a couple of minutes.
Just a couple more minutes.
And we'll show what that trivia question is here. So the prize giveaway is it's a question.
Right, mm-hmm. So we're going to ask a question. We're going to ask that you answer on Twitter.
Right.
And we'll randomly select from the list of people who get that.
And when we
question.
Say we mean none of us.
None of us.
Yes,
nope.
Yep.
Yes we actually, and we should probably do a huge shout out. We have a bunch of folks out in the other room who are making sure Twitter is running smoothly. So fantastic there. But we're giving away. Are we going to tell them now what we're going to give away?
We're leading off with
okay.
a bang.
We are.
An Xbox One X.
Yeah.
I don't even have one of those yet.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
I just have the Xbox One, and it's great for watching TV, right? I've got all the things wired in there so I can watch Twitch, so my kids can watch me on Twitch, Netflix, right? All the stuff out there. Mixer, there we go. We got somebody from Mixer joining us. Hello. Manchester, England. Okay, there's another late.
Up late. One in the morning, midnight.
Well. Oh, yeah. Man. Welcome from Nigeria. How do I follow the hashtag?
Just watch. You can type it in on Twitter and then just follow it along. All of the tweets that pop up within that hashtag will show up. Also, if you use TweetDeck, it's a really good one to watch multiple hashtags.
Yeah, that's what I've got open here.
Nice.
So you, awesome. Right, so you just have a column.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's just a column of .netconf flying by.
And right up, I want to make sure I call out, right, here's our, right, we've got some sponsors that we want to recognize and thank by including them down here.
Your hand positioning is so good.
That was impressive. Yeah.
Not your first rodeo.
No.
We have somebody watching on the Mixer feed, by the way.
Excellent.
Yes.
Smab is over there. That's it's Simon in the UK. All right, I think it's time for the question.
Is it
the question
time?
Has not gone out of my scheduled tweets. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
Ready? All right, so we're going to put it up. We're going to share it here in case you're not watching. Name three chatbot frameworks. Larry. Moe.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it is, right?
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Yes.
My other brother Daryl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Sure. So
not that we're dating
folks.
Ourselves, right?
So name three chatbot frameworks. That seems like a pretty straightforward question.
Easy.
And, I mean, get on it quick so you can win that prize.
Yep. We need to get them in. There are more things coming, but I don't know there's any more Xbox One X's. So
there are cool prizes.
Yeah,
but this
there
is
are
the,
some
this
good
is the
stuff.
One you want to get
this
in
is
on.
The big one.
Yep.
So cool prizes like your very own signed copy of Windows 95.
Right.
Woo. Have you looked at some of the boxes behind us?
This is insane.
Yeah.
It's like a little museum up here.
Well, there's two front page boxes, which is clearly too many.
Bill's book and Satya's book.
Right. And there's a photo of the original Microsoft team from 1977.
The Visual Basic crate. I mean, literally, it's bigger than the VD6 box. There it is, right? Oh, my gosh.
Really? And by the way, go ahead.
Yeah. How do they answer the questions?
So you're going to want to answer on Twitter. So reply with, make sure you're using the .netconf hashtag and the hashtag code party as well.
Okay, so and if you're both of those hashtags within your tweet with an answer.
Yep. And if you're stumped, keep following Twitter because there are some hints.
There are people busy answering
there
it
are.
Right now.
Look at
so.
That.
Oh, yeah, check that out.
Yeah, there's a flow going.
All right.
Where's the original flight
so
simulator?
So they're out there.
Original flight simulator box? That had to be something.
That would be
huh?
awesome. Yeah.
I bet that's an actual museum.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a real museum here, right?
Yeah,
this is just
an
eclectic
this is like
collection
a relic,
of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
A relic room.
Just some artifacts.
Gotta keep up. For lots of folks from Brazil. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The second hashtag, Didi answered, but the second hashtag is code party.
Right.
Hashtag code party.
So we'll figure out who the first winner is here.
Yep.
Fake museums. That
somewhere.
Is a friend Rob Winter.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a fake museum. But it's still walking in here
it's
and looking around.
Impressive.
Yeah. It's an eclectic bunch of stuff. They did lock up the HoloLens.
They did lock it away.
But
oh,
they
that
left
would
the
be
key.
On my face.
The entire
Jeff,
with it on.
The key is in the lock.
Don't get technical now. It is locked at the moment.
Do tell.
Right.
Go on.
It is a party.
Will anybody actually see? Right. Yeah. Totally kidding. If Fritz wears the Visual Studio or .NET Confab. No, I went with NASA today. I thought NASA would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got plenty of hats to rotate for tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Me being down here, which happens on a fairly regular basis, I get cornered almost immediately about Geek Out show questions.
You've got some great Geek Out shows, right?
Thanks. Mm-hmm. There's 75 of them now.
75?
We've been doing this for a while.
Okay, I thought it was one a month, so that's got to be years of Geek Outs now.
It's 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're not really doing one a month at the moment while
now,
I'm working on the book.
And that NASA space Geek Out was pretty impressive.
Which one?
Gosh.
The moon base one
the
was.
Moon base.
The moon
base
one we were just talking
yes,
about.
Yes, we were just talking about that one.
Yeah, the moon base one was the one that NASA called me on. But also when I did the space telescopes, they called as well.
Partial to the HyperX episode as well, that was.
So I'm going to jump into the chat room, and I want to make sure that I key into the chat room with the Visual Studio account here. This will be on Twitch. I'll key it in. I'll jump over to Mixer and key it in there as well.
And while you're doing that,
okay. We've got a thumbs up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, what do we got? Do we have a winner? No.
No, I think it's just the feed.
I think winners will be contacted directly.
Yeah,
we are going to announce.
But we will announce.
We want to tag. It was Code Party and what was the other one?
Code Party and .NET Conf.
.NET Conf.
And while you're looking at those hashtags, we've also just posted a poll. Which language for .NET are you? Partial to C#, F#, VB.net.
Mm-hmm.
So participate in that poll for us.
They're still maintaining COBOL.net.
Yes.
It's on the marketplace. That's Fujitsu maintains that.
Yes.
IBM still maintains a Fortran.net as well.
Wow.
Okay. But can you do Fortran.net using punch cards? Or is that just not happening
anymore? That's a big card.
So that's a question still. Just noticed the Hit Refresh book back there. Yeah, right over Jamie's shoulder.
Oh, it's also the employee edition. Do you know this access? Do you have one?
We have the employee edition.
I read the regular edition because technically, and actually, really, I'm not an employee. But I've never seen the employee edition.
It's right there.
It is right there. So there's a bunch of extra notes are in there.
What happened to Iron Python, Richard?
Iron Python is still being maintained. It's not being maintained by Microsoft. It's a fully open source project. You can search for it. And there are folks. It's actually right up to date, as I recall.
Really?
Like, it's being routinely contributed to.
Okay.
The struggling one is Iron Ruby.
Yes.
So Mr. Lamb's project from way back when. But, you know, the DLR, that entire dynamic library, it was a very challenging thing they were trying to do there. It's, you know, you really are trying to put a square peg into a round hole when you try and do dynamic against the CLRs.
Oh, absolutely.
Not that it didn't work, it's just tough.
It's a lot.
You know, if you want to have some fun, you do some ILDASM on F#. Like, look at what F# generates in IL. It's not a small thing. It's not a simple thing.
And just to be clear, for folks that might not know, ILDASM, that's the... Right, that's the intermediate.
Yeah, so IL is the intermediate language. So everything you write in .NET goes down into IL at some point. And, you know, deep at its core, the CLR, it's an object-oriented space. So when you're doing functional constructs through an object-oriented space, you have to jump through some hoops.
Bin Habib looked up Iron Python and says that it was last updated February 16, 2018.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty current.
6 months ago.
Yeah.
Gareth is asking how he votes because he says he's an F-sharp fan. If you go to Twitter and, again, follow the .NET Conf and Code Party hashtags, you'll see the poll there.
Nice.
And you can just reply, even if you just want to send out a tweet that says F-sharp and add those hashtags, we'll add you to the poll. But I believe they actually did one of the polls that you an interactive poll.
Yeah, I think C-sharp is dominating.
Of course we have.
Yeah.
C-sharp friends here.
Yeah. You are a little biased.
I'm a little biased.
Little biased.
It's funny, I had to SEO my own name because there's how many other Jeff Fritzes out there. So, yes, it's not allowing links to be posted. Put a couple spaces in your links and Twitch will allow that to go through.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, the Visual Studio channel is a bit more constrained and a little bit more auto-moderated than some of the other channels you'll see on Twitch, just because we need to maintain niceties.
And it's nice that we're getting some love for VB.net and all that situation.
Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee Dee. I'm trying to figure out the winner.
Nice.
All right. Our first, so do we want to show it real time and figure out if it's right?
Yeah, you guys better mute your machine.
All right.
That's
our
you.
First, so do we want to show it real time and figure out?
We're in a weird time loop here.
You guys better mute your machine.
Crap, why is it not muting? Okay.
There we go.
All right, so is botbuilder.net, Chatterbot, and BotPress?
Those are all bot networks. Don't you?
Yeah, then the winner is Tarun with a last name that I'm not sure how to pronounce.
Let me see it. Because some of us are willing to just dive off the Puffle Potty? Absolutely.
All right. Tarun, you are the winner. Do you want me to tell him he's the winner?
You better tell him directly. Congratulations.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Get that 1X out to you.
Oh my gosh, she's right there.
There you go.
Oh. Uh-huh. He just won. He just won.
Winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Follow.
Congratulations.
Up with
big winner.
At J Hadfield. Okay, I'm going to get out of here in a minute. Sorry. To claim.
That's me. Oh, he said his name right.
Prize.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Thanks, Dee 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 Dee.
Rob's calling out a line from .NET Rocks. Golf clap for you, sir.
And for those of you who didn't know, that was Dee Dee Walsh. She's with Mobilize.net. She's one of our other partners who's been incredibly influential in making all of this come together as we work for community.
Now, is that XU Home? Is that a PUBG reference that you're dropping in there in the Twitch chat room? We're actually referencing something from a game on a developer stream.
Hey, I'm still trying to get around that idea that people watch you code in real time and then largely interrupt you to work on something
yes.
else.
Yeah. And let me tell you, if you have ADHD, it's not what you want to be taking up as a career. Because I end up effectively with a call stack of topics that come from the chat room, and I'm unwinding the stack all the time. It's, what were we last talking about? Oh, yeah. And I was talking about this. Now I got to write some code again. What was he writing?
I like living in podcast land. I'm a couple of weeks ahead and good.
So the folks in the other room, Dee Dee and Jeff Hadfield, are reminding me to let you all know that was a big prize, but we still have more big
we
ones
have
coming.
Yes.
More
we
prizes.
Have, we have small ones, we have big ones, but we have four more grand prizes, three or four more grand prizes, four total, I believe. So.
Did I hear there's some Surface Goes?
There might be some Surface Goes. I cannot confirm nor deny until that tweet comes out, but yes. We have some goodness coming your way.
So, is question two coming up?
Yeah, let's get another question out
when
there.
When is question two coming?
Question
so
two.
So, some of these are pre-scheduled out there.
When you say some.
Okay. We mean all of them.
There is a, you know, there is definitely a plan around all of this.
The Visual Studios the channel does host some streamers, absolutely. And I see Brendan's here. We regularly host the Dev Chatter stream. We host Code Rushed from our friends at Dev Express, Mark Miller.
Nice.
Of course, we host his channel. We host some user groups. So there's some user groups out there. .NET user groups, that was a big thing a bunch of years ago. And it's kind of waned off a little bit. But if you have a user group, get in touch with us. Set up a camera. And we'll help broadcast you on the Visual Studio channel. If you got some great content, you might have some folks from all over the world tuning in and watching your show, your user group.
For sure.
You've got 50 people in the room, and you might have another 200 watching online.
You know what else is also great about .NET user groups is we have a .NET Meetup Pro account that will help you pay for all of your meetup fees. It'll help you with speaker content. It also gives you tons of access to data analytics for your group. So not only us, but you can see like all the data about your user group and effectiveness of talks and how your user group is doing over time. So we highly, highly suggest you to go look up the .NET Meetup Pro account and get your user group signed up because there's tons of benefits for that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
All right, next question coming up in 1 minute.
1 minute. All right, I've got the text right down here all set up, right?
Let's see if we stay in sync.
Maybe. So, let's see what we got here. We are being hosted right now on 15 other Twitch channels.
Wow.
So that's awesome. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Some of our friends out there, like Talk to Me Gooseman and Thomas Hersek from .vvm.
Great.
He's hosting us over on his channel as well. And so thank you so much. I see Dev Chatter is hosting us. And I think another one that I'm a little partial to might be hosting us. Yep, there it is. Oh, yeah, C-Sharp Fritz.
I heard of that guy.
Yeah, he's done a thing or two.
And you mentioned .vvm. We should also mention that they're one of our sponsors. So.
Yes, oh, fantastic. We'll see them pop up here in just a second.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Progress Telerik. Yeah.
All right,
so much.
Question is out
okay. For
the $25 gift card.
What was the name of the Microsoft development tool for non-professional coders to build business apps codenamed Kitty Hawk?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
Okay, does it have anything to do with the Wright brothers?
Absolutely nothing to do with the Wright brothers.
Does it have anything to do with the Carolinas?
No, not really, no.
There was actually a whole series of codenames around that time that were based on things in the Carolinas.
You got to answer in Twitter on on the hashtag.
The answer's got to be Twitter, with the hashtag .NETconf and hashtag code party.
So
and they're coming in fast.
Both of those hashtags and answers via Twitter.
Yeah.
All answers via Twitter.
Yep, only Twitter. This is right. You can ask us questions. We can have a good time chatting here on Twitch, on Mixer. We've got a couple folks over on Mixer. We've got a lot of folks over here on Twitch. I'll leave that up. Should we go back? Should I go back to the Jeopardy music? No, we don't need that. I'm having fun with sound effects.
Yes, you've got a whole. I'm pretty sure you got into this whole Twitch thing because you like the hardware, the gadgets.
Oh my gosh!
This alone is pretty.
This thing's pretty awesome.
Yeah. The Stream Deck.
Yeah.
So our friend Mark Miller actually runs two of them.
Does he
side
really?
By side, so we can just have more buttons.
Yes.
That he can program to do all the things. Yes.
So how many different sound effects can you have on just one?
So the Stream Deck actually has 15 buttons, but you can actually put folders on each button that open up to 15 more.
Yes.
And then you can put folders in there.
All right. And suddenly you hit the inception of sound effects.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Too funny.
Let's see. Chapel Crayon over on Mixer says, I'm building a Blazor website, articles, code, and et cetera. I was thinking of streaming. I like watching people code, so why not? That's a great idea.
Absolutely a great idea.
Blazor is so hot. People want to learn more about it. To do a little bit of live coding around it, we'd be happy to cross-promote you here on the Visual Studio channel and help you out.
And innovating. Oh. They're iterating really rapidly, too.
Yes, they are.
From, I think they're, 0.5 right now?
We actually met with, before I answer that, I just want to let you know, Maxwell Block is our winner of the $25
fantastic.
Amazon gift card. Dee Dee will get in touch with you. And the answer
was
Light Switch.
Light Switch. So they were right, the folks that were here in the chat room, yes.
And that was a very long-lived code name. The product itself went through many changes along the way. The very original version was actually a WPF implementation. But it never shipped as WPF. It became an HTML5 product before it actually went out the door.
But that product was very hush-hush. Actually, the team
was
here in this building.
The code name hung around for a long time.
And the team was in this building when they came out. And I remember being at a Visual Studio Partner Summit, and they brought us, a select group of us, in to brief us on it. And we were told just to meet in the lobby, and we weren't given a meeting room number or nothing. We just had to, when we got here, and the first rule of Kitty Hawk was, there is no Kitty Hawk.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Did they put a blindfold on you and walk you into a room one by one?
That's what it felt like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But going back to Blazer, bears mentioning, we, Dee Dee and Gabriel from Preemptive, and Jeff Hadfield and I met with Robert Green this afternoon, and
nice.
We did just a quick little Facebook Live interview, and we did talk quite a bit about Blazer. So if you're interested, you can go over to the Progress Telerik Facebook page, but we'll also be, Dee Dee will be tweeting those out and sending them out from Mobilize or from her own account as well. So, and obviously you'll hear a lot more about it over the next few days. So.
Yeah, lots happening
yep.
over there. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You know my rule around, it was actually Brad Abrams that taught us this back in the day about how you get a great product name like Light Switch. Light Switch and Kitty Hawk, they were both, good code name, good product
yeah.
name. That's an exception. That's not
okay.
a problem. Yeah.
yeah. Okay.
Normally you have a great code name, you end up with a terrible product name.
Mm.
So, code name Avalon.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Fantastic name,
oh
right?
my gosh.
What was the product name?
Well, wait a sec. Which one was that one?
That's Windows Presentation Foundation.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You all right, so you confused me there for a second. I'm thinking, wait a sec, was that what turned into Web API?
No. That's had a different code name.
Okay.
And then, of course, to fix that, they went the other way. When they made WPFE, which was Windows Presentation Foundation
Everywhere.
That was the code name, man.
Okay.
But what's the product name?
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, Windows Presentation Foundation Everywhere.
Where?
That's got me thinking of Silverlight.
That was Silverlight.
Yep. Okay.
And we...
Not bad.
At .NET Rocks, we pre-recorded an hour-long conversation with Brad Abrams for the launch of Silverlight that went out at Mix. And after he did his 20-minute demo, we dropped that show. And one of the explanations he had is, I wanted a really great product name, so I knew I had to have a terrible code name.
We have a couple more people chiming in on their favorite code names.
Yes.
Yeah, Hailstorm.
Red Dog.
Hailstorm. Red
Wait,
Dog.
You mentioned Hailstorm. Where's
he? Red Dog.
Yeah.
Rob Windsor.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, did Mary Jo Foley see
that? Well, yeah. That Hailstorm became, I believe, .NET Services at the
okay.
time, which went away.
Yes.
I don't think it ever really became anything. But then, you know, you think about what's happening in the Azure PaaS space, it's much more.
Project K. Project K. The single character projects for a couple years there. That was a thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, Project K, that turned into ASP.NET Core.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
but
it would have been great if ASP.NET Core was spelled with a K. That would be, right, just to throw it back.
Maybe a backwards K.
Make a thing. Yeah, like it's a strikeout.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know if that. I don't think that's actually necessary.
So Jay Chandra actually has one that I know you're familiar with, Oslo. Yeah, look at that right there.
You know, Oslo was the project. It was never a product. Okay, it was
sure.
a project that taught me that if you haven't shipped anything in 2 years, your likelihood of shipping is actually going down.
Okay, sure.
As it goes on longer and longer. So here's a weird Oslo story for you.
Okay.
Carl and I, way back in the day, did a 3-day marathon .NET Rocks streaming session.
Oh, and I remember that.
You were on it.
I was a phone-in.
You phoned in on it. It's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so we did 3 12-hour days back-to-back, which, let me tell you, the end of each one of those days, you're just a little punchy.
What about like 24 hours back to back?
Who does that? Nobody does that. That's crazy.
No one would ever.
So one of the problems is we made 36 shows. In theory, we did. Actually, there's a few that we just like by the end of it, were like, okay, that wasn't a show. But one of them was with Chris Sells.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I went on a rant with somewhere in the middle of the show. It's like, you have been talking about Oslo for years. When are we going to see something? Like, when is something going to actually happen?
Yes.
It was bad enough that I consider Chris Sells a friend. I've known him a long time.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of it, he said, let me know when you're going to publish that so I can warn PR. Like, he didn't say, you can't publish it, but it was harsh enough. And in between, because we had so many shows backlog, in between the time that we recorded it and we published it, and we could have published it, Oslo got canceled. And so we threw the show away.
Wow.
It just meant nothing. That was just mean.
It
turned into nothing. But
wow.
You know, that happens.
Oh my gosh.
So let me ask you guys this. Do you remember the code name for .NET Framework 1.0? This is kind of a trick question.
Was it Aurora?
No, Aurora.
Or was Aurora CLR?
No. Aurora was the user interface for ASP.NET Core.
Interesting. But maybe that was a reused code name. What was it?
So there were actually two.
Ah.
Project 42, after the building where the team was.
Yeah, I've got different stories on that one.
Yeah. And Lightning.
Oh, no.
And Lightning. Lightning was what I was thinking of.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, as I've been working on writing a book on the history of .NET, is the .NET was not a sort of intended product. It sort of emerged from all these different efforts. And one of those efforts was Project 42. But there was this whole explore around how do we help enterprise developers build projects efficiently in those with modern tools, modern techniques, and so forth.
Interesting.
DNR show 10 with Chris Sells, one of the best ever.
And still downloaded constantly.
Really?
It's like it's in the hundreds per month. And I'll tell you why. It is a detailed explanation of how our garbage collection works.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
And so it, what's interesting is it's still correct, right? It is the garbage collection explanation.
Yeah.
By the way, I just fired out this tweet about the project that Twilio worked on with Azure Logic Apps for SpaceX. Yeah,
pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, yep. SpaceX's launch alerts come out via this.
Via Twilio.
Yeah, via Twilio and Azure Logic Apps, which I think is, you know, anytime we get a chance to work on SpaceX stuff, you should do it.
There's something Rube Goldbergian about Azure Logic Apps,
right?
It's like, I've got all these different services. How can I, like, put them together and just make something cool that's maybe way overcomplicated?
Well, I think part of it is also this idea of, I'm writing less code and I'm gluing services together and dealing with identity paths and those sorts of things. It's, you know, we as developers are prone to writing more code than we probably should. I go back to, you know, one of the first times I met Billy Hollis, he was making a video about being a code addict. You are addicted to code.
Yeah.
And there are existing solutions. And Logic Apps is an approach to saying, write less code, build a better solution.
There's definitely something to that, right? And they say the same, well, but serverless, you're still writing a bit of code.
Well, without a doubt. It's just that it's more glue.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
It's like the modern mashup now, are these platform approaches with a little bit of code here and a little bit of code there. I think the challenge really for me, you know, wearing my hat as an IT and operations type manager is, how do we make sure we have all that code in the right place and know what it's doing?
Jeff Holland did a nice project where he used Twilio to set crypto coin market checker with thresholds with durable functions. Jeff Holland's one of our speakers tomorrow.
Nice.
Here on .NET Conf, you can tune in, Twitch, Mixer, and over there on the .NETConf.net website.
Fantastic. 2-minute warning for the next trivia question.
Next trivia question.
Coming up.
Okay. This mic isn't working.
Do you want to take one of these and I can lean in?
We can share.
All right, let's
face it, I don't need to be near a microphone. Now we're about to find out whether it was the
next projector.
Yeah, I have a lot of practice.
Okay. Do we want to slide one?
So do I grab that one?
Yeah, just take it.
Yeah, that one might
just take it and I'll put this between us.
In the big ugly arm.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that better? Oh my gosh. Now I'm on.
Who says we're all code addicts?
Of course.
Yeah. It's easy to be addicted to code. Code is fun.
It's live. What's live? The next question? Is the next question live?
No, that question is not up yet. We have less than a minute to go.
Now you're being told you're too loud.
Oh. Who knew?
What is this too loud you speak of?
I know, right? We're just going to keep moving that a little bit further away.
Yeah, a little bit further off, a little bit further off.
Totally planned. Now you have to turn your volume down.
Nice.
Now wait, Smab, you're just bouncing back and forth between Twitch and
just
Mixer.
All around.
You're starting to moderate, which I find weird.
I know. That's what I do.
You're trying to moderate your voice. That's not normal.
It's not right.
Oh, that's
a
people.
My mic is dead now too. You can't hear me.
Nice.
Now
just too loud.
Now I'm dead.
You love me. Oh, thank you. No, I did not bring my mug with me to Seattle.
All right, there comes our next prize is a Surface Go for the next question, which is?
Which Microsoft executive introduced himself?
That is not the correct question.
That's not the correct question?
No.
That was one of our $25 questions.
All right.
Well, don't read that.
What's
I can type, where does...
Yeah, where does Visual Studio put generated code when you use attributes and Roslyn?
No, that's a fan coming off the PC.
So that's your fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're working pretty hard. So try your next, try number four.
Well, let me do this. I can poke around here and see what
there it is.
There
you go. That's the correct question. Yep. Question four.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so let's put that live. There it is. Where does Visual Studio put the generated code? Where does it put it?
Yeah, when you use attributes in Roslyn.
It puts it on disk. It puts it on the C drive.
Fire it out on Twitter with the hashtags CodeParty and .NET.com. And we will have Dee Dee coming in, pulling that up.
In the temp directory. Sure.
Sure.
Right. The current directory. On the top shelf near the peanut butter. Well, there's another good place. Okay.
That's a perfect place for it.
I would. I don't have anything funny like that.
No, I don't think you can hear my mic either now.
You're killing mics rapidly.
Just can't crunch them off. You know, we don't need it.
No, you're good.
Yeah?
It's just not, I don't have the gain all the way up on that. I need to back this off more.
Well, go back it off. We've got a little bit of time here.
We do.
I got another $25 gift card coming up in a couple of minutes.
Nice. Cool. Exciting.
Is that better? You happy?
Maybe. Maybe.
Let me see.
Let me know. How's that sound?
And people are referencing folders with the name R. Campbell, and it's like, I use Rich Campbell, so that wouldn't be accurate.
But one of my friends, SQL Mr. Magoo, puts the code on the blockchain, of course, as one does.
Oh, in the coconut with the lime.
There you go.
Oh, that's a great place.
We still don't have a right answer.
Is that true?
That is true.
This will get you a Surface Go. Get out there and hit the Bing and find out where it puts it.
I did tweet out a hint as well. So if you go watch,
go
watch
Bing that.
Mobilize, you will.
Go Bing it. Now I do have to play Jeopardy.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You can find this.
And it's worth finding.
It is a Surface Go. Is a cool device.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So.
The prize is available.
In the registry? No, that's not where it puts it. Lithic says the obj folder. I don't know.
Obj.
Right? In VSTS, aka Azure DevOps, when you commit it. I don't think it puts it there.
No, we'll that's Roslyn doesn't do that. We've got one more minute to a $25 gift card question coming up, too.
And Dee Dee says nope. it puts the code in the basket with right next to the lotion.
You're talking about a spa tool now? Is that what you're doing? Okay.
Well, that would be Angular.
Lotion in baskets? Okay.
No.
Still nope.
Lots of nope.
Wow. Not a nope.
So it doesn't lots put the code nope. in the basket. It puts the code in GitHub! I don't think it puts it in GitHub. Roslyn doesn't put it there.
Where does Visual Studio put generated code when you use attributes and Roslyn?
We got to move on to the next question. Just tweeted out.
So, no, the good news is, by the way, that
keep working on it because we'll see if you have a winner.
So the next question is, that the right one? Which Microsoft programming language and version first used context
sensitive help?
Somebody answered the last one. All right, into your code just before compilation. It says Gareth Hubble. I don't know. But which programming language first used context-sensitive? Now, context-sensitive help, is that referring to IntelliSense?
Not directly. Are we talking about F1?
That one. Okay. In a new source file, .NET Conf, code party. You're in the wrong window, Tony.
Tony, you gotta tweet it.
Tweet it out with hashtag .NET Conf and hashtag.
Genesco got it right for the Surface Go. He's one of the viewers on my channel.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, Genesco, congratulations.
Yay.
Golf clap for you, sir. VBA, well, you got to answer it over there on Twitter for question five right over here. That'll get you. What is it? What's the prize behind this question?
This is a $25 gift card.
$25.
Amazon gift card. Yeah. Tweet it. Tweet your answer with the hashtag .NETConf and CodeParty in order to enter your answer into the prize options.
Yeah.
Although I like seeing your answers here, too.
Yes, so we've got the chat room in front of us, and we're watching all the great, fun answers coming by. So, everybody.
It's a busy Twitter. It's a storm.
It is.
Twitter's busy, and
there are worse problems in this world.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, I would also suggest to follow Rich Campbell's Twitter. He's tweeting hints to the questions, as also the questions on their own. So definitely make sure to follow him.
Oh, yeah. Look at all the VB answers people are suggesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Basic 4.6.
Microsoft Bob?
There you go. What is Bob famous for?
Those
burgers.
Stupid glasses.
Yeah, you know who led the project?
Who?
Melinda French. Do you know who Melinda French is?
No.
Melinda Gates.
Oh! The plot thickens.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was hoping we had a mix for
that. No, I don't
for that. Nope.
No, don't have that.
No. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Nope.
Next.
Yeah, I blew it.
John Brown tweeted that he worked on that project. John Brown, are you talking about Bob? You'll have to tweet back and let us know.
There we go. We've got a winner. Shannon Dunn won a $25 gift card. Hey!
And I see Jeff Hadfield just put out the tweet for another question, which was, which of these Microsoft languages did not get ported to OS 2? C, Basic, Fortran, Pascal, or COBOL?
There's the question.
There it is.
And this is what
they
is
not
this?
Get ported to OS 2.
Why would you not port it to OS 2? Well, okay.
Crazy.
How does OS 2 have the punch cards for Fortran?
Nice.
I love punch cards. What can I tell you, man?
Yeah. All right. You need to spend more time about punch cards. I think you've got to do a Twitch stream with punch cards once.
That would be amazing.
It'll get
to
you
do.
Over it in a big hurry, too.
No, it wouldn't. It's that retro thing, man. What's old is new and cool again. Like ASCII art.
I think you're mistaken.
Everybody loves ASCII art.
Yeah, ASCII art we definitely love.
When I go to the CLI and I type help on whatever command it is that I want to run, I want to see cool ASCII art.
Somebody's saying that COBOL was never ported, which is an interesting question because, of course, OS 2 being an IBM product, and IBM produced the original version of COBOL.
That's a real smack in the face to IBM.
But yeah, it seems like a conflict of interest, really.
Does.
IBM also, distributed one of the most significant versions of Fortran, and they continue to distribute Fortran.net, so that's an interesting question, too.
You have a weird fascination with punch cards.
I think I couldn't argue with that. But I do know
They're
what to
amazing.
Get you for Christmas now.
Yes, absolutely.
With the tag, do not fold, spindle, or mutilate. Which begs the question, what's a spindle?
Oh, yes. Because, what's her name? Sleeping Beauty pricked her finger on a spindle, right?
Yes. So how do you spindle a punch card? That's the question you've got to ask. Because they tell you, specifically on the punch cards, you not fold, spindle, or mutilate. Spindle is twisting it.
Yes.
So the corners aren't lined up. It doesn't go to the feeder properly.
Sad
that I know that.
Do I remember paper tape backup and Oki Data tape ink printers?
Oh,
yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
And when you say good times, you mean good times like not good times at all.
They can tell.
Like repressed memories.
They can tell my age from the beer.
All right, so mics are kind of random.
No, they're working. You're definitely working.
Yeah, you can see levels. The only mic that was broken was that one.
Oh, no one's gotten the answer right.
Goodness.
There's only five
available?
Answers.
Yeah, just
you have options.
Spit them all out.
Just pick one. Just tweet all of them.
Tweet them all.
I like multiple choice. Multiple choice is good.
Multiple guess.
Multiple guess.
And actually, we probably have another question coming real quick.
We do.
Ooh, they're firing off now.
What is that?
Do you want to give me...
I may have already gone by.
I'll give you the answer.
No, don't give out the answer.
No, Dee Dee, don't do that.
But you can bring some of those Twix in that you had for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here it comes, Richard. There it is. Gareth is suggesting dye it a nice rainbow color. That'll hide my age.
You're doing that, right?
I know what that was.
Oh, it feels like it's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're getting real close to 4,000.
Nice.
So how many are actual Microsoft languages? Well,
really none of them, right? Microsoft has only ever made one language from scratch.
Yes.
One. And they only did it because they had to.
There's our friend Ginescu, who just won that Surface Go. Congratulations!
Good, he's back.
Awesome.
He was probably filling out some paperwork.
We got a couple of minutes before the next question.
So I think Bin Habib actually answered your little question there properly, Richard. Is he correct there in the chat?
Yeah, he's correct. Absolutely.
But that was not for a prize!
Sorry, just for kudos to you, Bin.
That's right.
Well Brownie done. Points.
Brownie points. We'll give you some points right here. Let's send some of these.
Question: you got to, if you're feeling that clever about knowing it was C sharp, the question is, what was Anders Hausberg working on for Microsoft before he made C sharp?
TypeScript.
That's not true.
Oh.
That would be after. I said before.
Oh, .NET. He was working on .NET.
That's not true.
Visual Studio.
No, not either.
Delphi.
For Microsoft? That's an interesting question.
That's a conflict, isn't it?
We have people answering.
Oh, look at this.
And it's J++. He did J-sharp.
J-sharp.
Only after he did C-sharp, then he did J-sharp.
Look at Gareth. Wasn't C-sharp supposed to be non-copyright infringing Java?
The original code name for C-sharp was actually cool, as in C object-oriented language.
Not as in cool CSH.
No.
The best Twitter handle out there.
Who would use that? Nobody uses that.
Go follow cool CSH and let me know what you find out there on Twitter. I have a feeling it's...
Scott!
Let's see. C-sharp is basically Java done right.
Yeah,
well done.
Well
done. There you go. Salute that one. Common object-oriented language.
So true story.
True story. Oh my God.
True story. So we
did we get an answer to this one?
Oh, they all got ported.
Yeah.
True story. I was at Microsoft at the time, kind of at Microsoft for a long time. So when Sun sued Microsoft, I want to say us, but I'm not at Microsoft anymore.
Right.
But when Sun sued us, we had to destroy all of our Java product.
Yep.
And so the only way that we could think of to do it was we called the city of Redmond, and the fire department came over, and we did fire extinguisher training. And we burned all of the Java boxes in these big, huge barrels. And then the city of Redmond gave us the fire extinguishers to extinguish them.
Nice.
That's an old Microsoft. Yeah.
That is a funny story. I love it.
How come we don't burn things more down?
Yeah.
I join, and it's all rules and regulations.
So
not enough fires anymore.
Not enough arsenic.
So let's pull down that question.
Yep.
And we'll get ready for, I think the next one is question 7.
Yeah, and the next one's coming from Mr. Hadfield in just a couple more minutes.
All right.
We have a little bit of time. I did get a chance to tour the SpaceX facility down in Los Angeles.
Really? Okay, yes. Do tell.
It was during one of the road trips, I think it was a 2012 road trip.
Okay,
got invited to take a walk through. Went with an engineer. It looks like a car factory.
Really?
That's just one of the things that's interesting about what they were doing down there, is that they were not manufacturing rockets in a traditional way, and it's literally the difference. Rather than building a rocket in one place, they have an assembly line.
So Teslas come in, rockets go out.
Something like that.
Okay.
But they literally are building everything from scratch there. So they had one of the machines that I spent some time with, I was blown away by, was a laser sintering machine that they used to sinter titanium.
Okay.
So they're literally making components from powdered titanium. And one of the pieces they let me take a look at was a bulkhead. So it's got the curve of the rocket. It looks solid from one way, but you turn it another way and you can just see it's almost completely hollow.
Mm.
So it's for minimum weight, But there's literally no other way to manufacture that except laser sintering. So they're using this additive manufacturing process to make completely unique components.
Very, very cool.
It's really an interesting experience to walk through and to see how they think about building rockets. And really, in some ways, like coming from we want to start from scratch. We want to build everything ourselves. With this model they call vertical integrated, where they're building every piece themselves.
Yeah. Walk says, I'm trying to find my Visual J-Sharp CDs. You know what? I was going through old desk in my basement, and I found my old Visual Studio 6 box, that one up there.
Right.
And I believe there was a J-Sharp disk in there. I was like, oh my gosh, look what I found, because I found all of that.
Well, and J-Sharp's job was to allow the J++ folks to move to C#. So it was actually using the Java syntax, but compiling to the CLR rather than to the JVM runtime that Microsoft had built.
NT Spec is asking for a clarification, Richard. Sintering, what's sintering?
Sintering is taking powdered metal and melting it into solid metal. So it's a technique done by welders. Literally, when welders add to parts, I've seen sintering onto surfaces. But the 3D additive manufacturing technique is literally sintering from powder.
Okay. Why are we being taught Java if everybody in the business world is using C#? Yes, why are you being taught Java?
Great question.
There is still a lot of Java out in the world.
There is.
Let's be clear, yes. Right? It's not going away. And we are more brothers than anything else. You know, the managed runtime model, a pure object-oriented language, I mean, admittedly, we do generics better.
We do. Well, we did it first.
Well, we did it second. But more importantly, and I think this is the real distinction, as they were, the battle of the generic solution for Java was going on while .NET was being developed. And so .NET had the advantage of thinking, we're going to need to implement generics from the very beginning. One of the key people, I've read the papers on this, when they were working on the initial designs in the late 90s, was Dr. Don Stein. Our father of F# worked hard on the generic problem, along with folks like Mads Torgensen, Anders Heilsberg, and Eric Meyer.
Eric Meyer now, program manager for Visual Studio Code.
Eric Meyer works for Facebook.
Oh, I'm thinking of the wrong one.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of that runs Visual Studio Code?
I'm not sure.
Who's running Visual Studio Code?
Somebody.
Yeah. Nobody should be going to college for programming. It's useless. Now, Raven-Thorn, come on now.
How you learn programming is a very interesting problem.
It's simple. Watch people writing code live on Twitch.
Who would do that?
There you go. That's the way to do it.
What's that?
That question just came out. Okay, I didn't have that on the list.
So we have another question.
Yeah, so keep to the next question.
So the next question.
This one out.
Is this one?
Yes. Yep. In what country was the compiler for Microsoft Quick Pascal developed?
That's very good.
I'm going to guess it wasn't Liechtenstein.
We were just there.
There was nobody programming there.
Good job, by the way, Chris Diaz.
Chris Diaz, that's one.
Okay.
Yep. We actually spent quite a bit of time with him today. As well during our
That's what I'm thinking
Facebook
of.
Live
okay.
videos.
Nice. Oh, fun.
You can meet everybody who's on the VS Code team that's in Redmond. There's also a bunch of them in Switzerland on our videos. So we'll make sure that those get out to the world to see.
Yes, links are disabled in the chat room.
No links. People are disappointed.
We got to make sure that bad things don't get out on the channel.
Microsoft Quick Pascal. Of course, that has to go up against
Pascal?
Well, Anders had made Pascal, ultimately made Delphi. He did Turbo Pascal.
Right.
But that's not what we're talking about.
And just so you'll know, Didi has posted another poll. This one isn't for prizes, mm-hmm. just for fun. But if you follow our hashtags, she wants to know what's the next framework you plan to learn. Be Angular, React, Knockout, Ember, or one of your own?
ASP.NET
that's Core. The poll.
ASP.NET Core.
I'm going to learn ASP.NET Core.
Mark this down for ASP.
Xamarin Forms, actually, is what I want to learn.
And it looks like we have another question coming up in 1 minute.
Hurry up and figure out what country was this. Okay, I'm going to say it's not Antarctica. Mm-hmm. That's not really a country, is it?
I actually know the answer to this.
Really?
Too.
Is it still a country?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, right? It's not a country that's no longer a country because it got moved around a little bit. Major hint on Twitter.
Who is Major Hint?
Next question is up.
Oh my gosh, we gotta get to the next question. The next question is.
There are Major Hints on Twitter. So
oh,
those
Major
hashtags.
Hints on Twitter.
Not this Jeff, different Jeff. Jeff Hatfield's tweet. All right, next question is.
Ooh, I see the answer on Twitter.
What Microsoft dev tool was internally known as Slime?
You know, you're not supposed to answer.
I didn't say it.
Tweet it out. Hashtag .NET Conf and hashtag Code Party.
Perhaps see the beret on the gal's head.
Ooh, fancy.
Most of the ones I know in French would not be appropriate. I just said a word that might have given it away.
Actually, I already said the answer.
Okay. Nice.
Answer's already out. We're
These
moving
ones are
on.
Coming
it's
fast because we got another question coming up in another minute.
Oh, man. So what Microsoft dev tool was internally known as Slime? Slime? Really? I'll give everybody a hint. I wasn't a program manager of it, all right?
Okay.
Not you?
So there's a start. That, I think, eliminates three program products. So.
So now those are the right hashtags there. Yeah. Alf and Cat.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Alf and Cat.
Yes. Thank you.
Or is it Alpha and D Cat?
There you go.
I was thinking Alpha.
Alpha
D
Cat.
Alf like and it. Cat.
Right. Oh, like Alf, like Alf. The from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Alf.
That Alf.
Elf. And didn't he eat cats?
Yes.
Did he really?
That was a thing back in the day.
That. I was always scared of him. I never knew it. It's because he eats cats.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Apparently they're going to come back.
Oh, we got a correct answer.
Nice. And there's the next question out.
I think Alf and Cat was the correct answer because that was from him. I think that's what you're saying, yes?
Where do you get these questions from?
Well, we actually sat together and made them up.
And made them hard.
Yes, a large group of people got together.
So question 9?
Yeah, give it a try.
We're on question 9.
What Microsoft dev tool was released and canceled before the first copy was ever sold?
Did he wash Savage? Yes. Amazing.
And you were right about Elf. Oh, and
cat. Yes.
Likes cats a lot. Yeah. Like likes, you know, eats them.
With a little Chianti and a side of fava beans.
Yes.
I've come to appreciate over the years that no cats are actually domesticated. There's only cats that believe they can kill you and cats that believe they can't.
Oh, no,
cats
no.
As domesticated as cats ever get.
And let's face it, you are the cat's pet.
Without a doubt. I think the big distinction is understanding that once you die, your cat will eat you.
Yes.
A dog will sit beside you and
mourn you.
Yeah, mourn you. The cat's just going to go, hey, he's good now. One last meal.
Second Silence of the Lamb reference during the stream. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I didn't even start it. It was over there.
Oh, I'm second.
You did have the first one.
Yes, you went first on this.
Cats adopt people. You're the one being trained to do the tricks.
I think the better explanation is, you know, a dog sees, you keep producing food for the dog, and the dog's like, they make food for us. They must be gods. And cats look at that and go, they bring food to us. I must be a god.
Get an answer to the slime question.
Yeah, Dee Dee wrote it up there in the chat room. You can see the slime answer is SLM, Source Library Manager. But we're now looking for this one. Question 9.
What was the first dev tool released and canceled before the first copy was ever sold? And we are a minute away from the next question. So
I'm guessing it wasn't an open source.
Probably not.
Product.
No.
I'm guessing. So.
And actually, if you guys are looking on Twitter, if you're watching on Twitter, I can tell you that there's a massive hint in the picture that was used.
There was a hint?
Nice.
Well, just by the picture.
Okay.
So look at the graphics.
Let's see. Old is a state of mind. Yes. What happened to question 7? I thought I had the right answer.
Dee Dee will get in touch with you, Alpha and Cat. And let you know one way or the other.
That's right. .NET My Services.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Isn't that Hailstorm? Mm.
Oh, you know what? I will make sure that we answer the question after the winner so you're learning something. Great point. We just want to make sure that the questions have been answered.
All right. Next question is up, and it's for a Surface Go.
Well, what was the answer to this?
I don't know.
We can't say it yet.
So we gotta let Didi declare the winner.
So we got to go to question 10. And question 10 is, for Surface Go, Microsoft announced Azure DevOps this week. What are its 5 key elements?
And again, there are hints in Twitter, so make sure you're following those hashtags.
Follow on Twitter.
Kevin Griffin, hello, hope you're staying dry.
Yes.
Dry and safe, Kev.
I'll be on back on our side of the country in a matter of hours.
Oh, leaving so soon? Not going to stick around? We can do a recap at the end. The tweets are scheduled and they're coming fast and furious here.
Yep.
What are its 5 key elements? Now, here's the cool thing about DevOps, and I'm kind of proud, and I'm going to plug something here. Monday is our big workshop that we're going to do. We've got a number of folks from Donovan Brown and Abel Wang and Oren Novotny are going to join me on another Twitch stream.
Nice.
And Mixer. And we're going to go through and show exactly how to use all the cool new features of Azure DevOps. So tune in, check that out Monday. We start at, it's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And there is an event posted here on the Visual Studio channel if you'd like to save the date.
I'm going to take a fiber. I'll be right back.
Okay, while you guys are looking for answers. So you asked what was on the table. We have some .NET Conf swag. I don't know if you can see that, but this is a really cool sticker.
Stickers.
Yeah, the sticker with the octopus and obviously the .NET robot sticker. And
of course.
Some pins with .NET robot pen. Yes.
They're cool.
They're very cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, very cool .NET flag.
So local .NET Conf events,
yes.
Right? The .NET yes. Conf local events are getting some of these stickers and pins being sent out. You could use that on your new Surface Book. Absolutely.
Yes. Great place.
Maybe not the pen.
MCSD Apodica. You need to put that on Twitter so you can win. There's our friend Calum. That happens to be Glenn Condren. Hey, Glenn. He wants one of these air pins. We don't have too many.
You can purchase them on the .NET Conf store.
You can?
Yes, you can.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they're available for purchase on the .NET Conf store. They're not expensive. They're quite cheap.
Sad panda, huh?
Oh.
The only Surface I have is the original RT. Would love the Go. I think the Go is a neat device.
It is a neat device, but we should probably mention, so right after our Surface Go question, another question was posted.
Uh-oh.
So this is question 10 about Azure DevOps and the 5 key elements. That's for the Surface Go. Next question we had is, what is the name of the app hardening tool?
That's the wrong one. Yeah. I think I have it in there twice. Do tell. Let me just take a quick look.
Yep, and I think somebody already. Oh, and Gary Brill is the winner of the Surface Go.
Wow, Gary Brill, congratulations. Golf clap for you.
Yay. What was the answer to that question?
I will get that answer for you right tomorrow.
All right, so this I actually have labeled as, question 12.
Okay, yep.
Somewhere I doubled up. All right.
Don't worry, I can tell you that we have one more Surface Go at least. So you definitely want to pay attention.
What else? I have the Surface Pro 4, also had a 2. I have the Surface Pro 3, and I keep a Philadelphia Eagles keyboard attached to it.
Nice.
I really like that. I need to rebuild it now. It's a Windows update or two out now. So
those updates.
Yeah,
somebody
right.
Somebody asked, by the way, what the answer was to the Azure DevOps question.
Yes.
So the 5 key elements are Azure Boards, Azure Repos, Azure Pipelines, and talked to a little bit about that with the VS Code team.
Yes.
Definitely some cool things there. Azure Test Plans and Azure Artifacts.
Cool. So,
definitely check it out.
Are the prizes from Gary the random correct answers or the first person to get it?
Congrats, Gary. It's a good one.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's random because order is very tough when we talk about stuff like Twitter.
Yeah, it's random, close to the first ones that they get.
Yes.
Use the mic, please. We are using the mic.
We are. The mics are all around us. That's what these things are.
Yep. So.
We'll just yell.
Daniel, put that up on Twitter, man. Get some gear, man. Win some prizes, like Jonescu did. So they're saying Sarah to.
We can't hear you.
Oh, me.
All okay. Right.
Sorry, you're the one that needs to lean into
the mic. Yeah, you might have to lean in a little bit.
There you go. You have twice. What is the answer format? Question number answer? No, just post your.
Just post your answer with the hashtags.
Hashtags. Yep. Yeah. .edconf and hashtag. Code party.
We have the next question is up on Twitter.
I think it is, yeah. Try flipping the next question because there was a couple here that might have been questioned. Oh, there it's correct.
It
okay.
Is.
What is the name?
Name of the pond behind Microsoft Building 4. I've been to that pond. Yeah.
I was just there on Monday.
Do you know the name of it?
I don't.
You guys won't be surprised.
Okay. No.
It's not Lake Wobegon.
No.
Lake Wobegon.
It's not the great.
It's probably not an Azure Data Lake either.
Oh.
Because that pond's been around longer than Azure has.
Sure. Sure. Your office used to overlook it. Well, there you go. It's the Great Glen Lake. No.
All right.
I don't think that. No. No. Crystal Lake. No. It's only named that on Friday the 13th, fossils.
Lake.
We have a winner.
We have a winner.
Actually, so I'm not sure if this gentleman or person.
AGRTGA.
That is the correct answer, and Judy says we do have a winner.
He says he has
Lake
a winner. Yeah.
Bill.
But no prize.
His original corner office is on the second floor of building 4.
Really?
Lake Bill.
And that's where Glenn's office it was for a while, I guess. Reading HTML, but in Twitter. Ah, okay. Cool.
Bill, as in Bill Gates. He's like asking.
Bill G.
The Bill. Bill.
G, the Bill.
The Bill.
G, like the Bill G.
Bill G.
There's no way I'm going to get to these before someone else. Give it a try, Yorksy. You might. So keep an eye on Twitter, and they're coming out there first.
It's coming out faster than we are.
Yes. Yeah. Bill Gates. Yeah, he's done a thing. You might have heard of him.
He's a guy. Does some stuff. Got a foundation.
He's got a couple shekels.
Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to go down and spend a little time at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Really?
It's very interesting. Having worked with lots of different kinds of charities and stuff around humanitarian toolbox.
Yes.
Their foundation is run very much like a business. Their metric Ooh. Requirements and so forth with donations are sophisticated. They are about getting results.
Fantastic.
It's extraordinary. And it's changed charity.
Okay, good.
Irrespective of what you think about them and the particular projects they've taken around vaccinations, malaria, and so forth, the energy that they put into how you approach a large-scale charity effort, it literally has shaped charity around the world.
Nice.
It's a much more complex idea, but it is very significant. It was Jeff Rakes, who was a senior executive here at Microsoft, that ran the foundation for them first. And he was the driver behind all of that shaping.
Very cool.
A minute out from a swag bag giveaway.
Swag
bag.
Yeah.
From our friends at Preemptive.
Very cool.
Coming up.
Developers, developers, developers. Where have we heard that before on Twitch? I don't know.
We heard it on Twitch?
Oh, about 3,700 times.
Yeah. You know, that was originally, that was an MGX event, right? That rant was entirely internal. It just got a little external.
A little?
A little external.
A little?
All right, I think the next question is up.
All right, now I think, if I got this right, I believe it's this one?
No. Yeah, is that the one? Yes, that's the one.
What year did .fuscator first appear inside VisualStudio.net? Now, I think that's a hint in the question.
I think it is a hint in the question, yes.
Visual Studio Dot.
Oh, she's getting it. She got there.
I think I know.
Blame Jamie. Usually people use the word developers on Twitch to complain about a game, Dr. Disrespect. Yes.
True.
The good doctor, as
yes,
it were.
He's had an interesting week, it seems.
Yeah. Much love to you, Doc, if you're out there.
Yeah, hope you're well.
Oh, man.
Hope you're well.
Well, there was a little bit of news around the doctor. We'll talk about it later.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, We've got some dates being thrown out here. 2003, 90. 90?
Get out there.
What shipped in 90? Nothing. Well, actually, I think Windows 3 shipped in 90. 3.1 was 91.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's probably up here somewhere.
I agree, Bin Habib. 90?
Yeah, it seems unlikely. Just saying. Seems unlikely.
Yep. 2017, Dotfuscator first shipped.
No. That seems unlikely.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does show time to time. It shows about 3,700 times. Every time there's a new follower on my stream, Steve pays us a visit.
I got to play two holes of mini golf with Mr. Ballmer.
Yeah?
Many, many years ago.
With the windmill hole?
That kind of thing.
Okay.
I can't tell you anything about the holes. I was with Steve Ballmer. I was a bit distracted.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you this. Neither one of us was counting strokes.
There you go.
It wasn't good. But really enjoyable. He's a lot of fun.
So we still looking for an answer on question 14? I just see folks throwing... throwing years out here.
2019?
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Getting a little random. And we got another question coming up.
Gabe is following up with him on Twitter.
There you go.
All right. So we got a winner, it sounds like.
Sounds like we got a winner. Because that was Dotfuscator.
Yeah.
2003.
It was.
Yeah.
2003.
Use Twitter peeps.
Is
that the marshmallow treat? Twitter peeps?
Nice.
Or is he telling people, like, hey, peeps, use Twitter?
Yeah. That makes more sense. Okay.
Let's see when this next question comes out, because it should be any moment now.
Any moment. Who's it going to be? It's not used anymore in 2020. I beg to differ.
And from the future.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Dotfuscator's getting arguably more important over time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And... go get back in your DeLorean there, Hamza.
It's funny you asked that. You mentioned that. All right, blow up that next question.
Next question.
Let's see it.
That one?
That's the one. What's the much cooler than the product name code name for WCF, the Windows Communication Foundation, from 2011? That's not right. I think that name actually got applied in 2006. But that's not relevant to the question. We actually first heard that code name at PDC in 2003.
Yeah, that's been around for a while. And since I was the former PM of WCF, I know this because they still reference it every now and again.
Sure, it's just one of those things that comes up. So make sure you're tweeting out that answer with the hashtags CodeParty and .NETCom.
Yeah.
You get to pick one of them as a winner. Do I know what they're winning? Why? No, I don't know.
What are they winning?
$25 gift card.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for the shout out, Rudy. We had a major release today of Teller Company UI. It's our third of the year.
Q3. All right.
Very busy day for me. I've been up since
shipping software
early hours,
is hard work.
Shipping software, yep. And then here for .NET Conf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gareth knew this one.
I think to Baltimore.
It's my guaranteed plan that I will sleep on the plane tonight.
Nice. You're actually red-eyeing it out of here.
I am red-eyeing it out of here, goodness. So I can make it ahead of
the
storm.
That's tough.
So,
yeah.
Astoria was, I think, something else.
Yes, definitely.
This is a gift card. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the answer has been given on...
Do we have a winner?
It's been many, many times.
You mentioned many times.
Yeah, Dee, you just got to pick one because that one came flying.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put that down. If we do have a winner hanging out there, we'll see. We shall see. So, and I have us with about three questions left. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it seems about right.
No winner yet. So those of you that are on Twitch.
If you're on Twitch, throw it out there on Twitter. Get it out there.
Put it on Twitter.
I've seen it many, many times on Twitter with the .NET comment.
Yeah, I was like, I keep seeing it.
Many times, so.
Oh my gosh.
No winner as in no answer.
No, that's not correct.
I see the answer,
yeah. There's lots.
All
right, I'm concerned.
My Twitter's blowing up. It's out there.
Yeah.
I remember when Visual Studio 6 was delayed and we had new t-shirts called Ship, Shower, and Shave. Skip the last two.
That's fantastic.
The old days of death marching, right?
Yeah.
Yep, if you guys are... Get on Twitter, people.
Locked,
there we go, we've got a winner.
There we go.
What's the average age in this chat? Well, that, the Twitch chat?
That very, probably varies drastically.
Yeah.
No,
we're well 15? Rounded. Very inclusive. Everything.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my gosh. Apotica and I are on the same path here.
Nice.
Was there ever an answer on where to find the .NET Conf store?
Oh, for that? Yes. Here, I can tweet it.
You can tweet it. We can throw it in.
Let's throw it up there.
Put it in the chat room for Twitch. What's the URL?
I like the answer 42.
It is the answer.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
I like that answer also. Lucky me this year.
Where? How can I send it to you, Jeff?
Teams, WhatsApp.
No, let's not do Teams. Tell you what, just no. We could do the thing. No, bad idea. Just go to Twitch and punch it into you.
I don't have the Twitch because I didn't want it to like double feed. And then that would be bluffing our actual watchers.
So what? Who's counting?
No, I think we had the conversation earlier that age is really just a state of mind.
Absolutely.
I'm going with that.
Yes.
Average age of a Fortnite stream, 7. What's the answer to the WCF question? I thought it was Indigo.
It is Indigo.
Yeah. We did.
And there were tons of Indigos almost immediately. I'm sure we literally had our Twitter client overwhelmed.
Good to see you too.
So, all right. Yeah, tweet it and I can grab it out of the Twitters. The Twitter sphere. Did you tweet it?
I just put it in the chat, but I can tweet it. I'll just tweet it. I can do that. I have that ability.
You have Twitter abilities. Ah, those three pillars.
Of tweeting, Twitter, and Facebook?
You know how the Longhorn name came about, right?
Now... It has nothing to do with Texas.
Not a thing.
Okay.
Well, actually, it has nothing to do with British Columbia back home. So the code name for XP
was right.
Whistler.
Yes.
Which is Ski Mountain in BC.
Absolutely.
The code name for the next version of Windows was Blackcomb.
Right. That was another.
Yeah. I think the code name has been reused. And that's another Ski Mountain that is right beside Whistler. They're two side-by-side mountains. And when they restructured their original plans for the next version of Windows into the simpler project, they backed it. They picked a bar that sits right in between Whistler and Blackcomb called the Longhorn Bar. And you know, folks from Redmond making the drive up to Whistler is a pretty common thing. There's a real famous story of Bill Gates and a group of guys getting stranded on Highway 99 on their way to Whistler. And a fellow came along and helped them fix their car. And I don't know if it's actually true, maybe an apocryphal story, that apparently Gates, to thank him, managed to track him down and paid his mortgage.
Wow.
That's a thanks.
Yeah,
that's...
Again, don't know if it's true.
Oh my gosh.
It's an apocryphal story.
Could have bought him a cake.
Or somebody asked him if he had anything. I'm thinking absolutely not.
Not very many.
Somebody had asked a few minutes ago if I am in the Boston office. I am not in the Boston office. I am actually from... I'm a work-from-home person in the Virginia Beach area, which is why I'm heading back home tonight.
I just hope your flights are fine.
I'm actually not going into Virginia Beach. I'm going to fly to D.C. and then meet my family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're inland enough.
Yeah, we were evacuated, so we're heading
out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're off the coast anyway.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad you're safe.
Yep, thank you.
The family are safe.
Somebody else escaped Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
I'm a spy, not a member of the resistance. You'll be first against the wall when the revolution comes.
Listen to that. why am I...
Somebody misses the three pillars of Longhorn. You know, of course, the three pillars were Avalon, Indigo, and WinFS.
Yes.
And we know what happened to Avalon and Indigo because they appeared as part of .NET and so forth. What happened to WinFS?
Gone.
Not true. Though,
no.
Actually, the first place that those WinFS bytes showed up was Exchange.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The way the Exchange wrote to the file system. Actually, you can see some of those bytes now in storage server, too. Microsoft's rethinking of the way to do storage, the thinking that was originally part of WinFS, started appearing in products that needed to write disks in a meaningful way.
Okay.
And so Exchange made this radical shift, and I'm pretty sure it was in 2009, where they basically said, like, just give us a block of drives. We'll take care of everything. and which, you know, was a big deal. But if you think about the way storage services work, all those sorts of things, that is like the great grandson of WinFS.
Okay. Right, and this is the whole big thing with with SQL Server. You just need more space. You need more memory.
Correct amount of memory for SQL Server is more.
Yes. All right, so here's the .NET Conf store is at, and
did
it's.
Did you find my tweet?
I did. I found the tweet, but it's going to give me some nastiness around posting a link in here.
Do it.
So let me put some spaces.
While he's doing that, we have another question coming up pretty soon. On
2 minutes.
Yep.
This one's
near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, so it is, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So it is stores.cottisdesign.com/.netconf. Wow.
Because no links allowed.
Yep, that's right. Is Silverlight better than Flash?
Well, it leaks less memory. How's that?
Okay, that's a start.
Well, you know, that whole thing, the thoughts on Flash that Steve Jobs put out in 2010, that really was, you know, they're not going to allow plugins to run on the iPad. It was all about Flash. It was what Flash did to the iPad.
Mm.
And I think Silverlight was a casualty, a byproduct casualty.
As the broadcaster, I'm exempt from the linking rules. There you go. There's the link.
Oh, nice.
That's better.
What's that? Wampa TV says WebAssembly will end them all.
Okay, the fact that somebody named Wampa is telling us.
I'm going to go with that.
Well done. I mean, yes.
We've done a bunch of shows around Blazor and WebAssembly in general. Like, it's very interesting. What's that?
The product was named Codename
Daytona. Oh, I remember the code name, but I couldn't tell you. You? No?
So what that's telling me is that SuproTim.net Curry is actually Mary Jo Foley.
And I'm pretty sure MJ confirmed this, but there was a time when Mary Jo would come to the Microsoft campus and she would ride the shuttle buses.
Yeah.
And just listen. And eventually they started putting up her face in the shuttle bus saying, if you see this woman.
Hey, thanks for the .NET bot, Gareth Hubble.
Nice.
So, yeah, folks get that emote when they subscribe on my channel.
Cool.
So, yeah.
That's a rumor. She denies it.
She denies it.
Yeah. Next question is up.
That one, I believe, is here.
That is not it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is it this one?
Yeah, it's the one.
Which version of Visual Studio introduced one-click hosting?
Near and dear to your heart,
Near and dear to my heart. It was actually a big project.
Can I get them shipped to Morocco? Get what shipped to Morocco?
Stickers and everything?
They'll ship.
Sure.
Global?
I want the client-side Blazor to be a thing that survives and becomes a first-class feature.
Feature.
Thank you. And that's supposed to be ASP.NET Core, but it's,
but it looks like a link, so it gets crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I want that too, Evan. It's pretty cool. So, still an experimental project, but who knows? I think it's interesting to see that other groups like the Google guys with Golang now making a WebAssembly implementation.
Yeah.
So, you know, the more folks pile into this space, I think the more it gets interesting it gets.
Fortunately, we had Spectre and Meltdown, so everybody was forced to get new browsers. Guess what? Everybody's got WebAssembly now.
Yeah, it's interesting to think that way. I actually got a show on RunAs coming up at the end of this month sort of a Spectre Meltdown recap from an IT perspective.
Ooh.
Where are we at?
Oh, I got to listen to that.
It's a great conversation.
Every now and again, I tune in to Run As because you've got some really good guests there that make me think back to my days working, doing DevOps at dot-com startups, and oh, man.
I'm super pleased. I got I got Ben.
I have a gift.
Gabriel.
A gift.
It's a box.
Ooh.
It's a do-nothing box.
A do-nothing box? I think it does something. I'm pretty sure I know exactly what this does. I built one of these. I keep turning on the switch, and it turns itself off.
Oh, that's frustrating.
That's interesting that you react that way, Jamie. I'm thinking of it as self-fulfilling, right? It's like I can turn this on, so it'll turn itself off.
Oh, I see. I get it now.
So did any of us know what the Daytona was equipment for?
No.
There have been a couple people who've suggested .NET 3.5.
Yeah, no. I don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer to that one. Super Tim, if you know, if you want to share us, that would be fantastic. You've stumped us.
Yep. But the current question.
Here, Dee, do we have an answer yet?
No one has gotten the right answer on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
For one-click hosting.
One-click hosting. This was a big deal back when
it
was
I know there's actually a prize associated with it, so, you know, you're not stealing anything
not
away.
That
doesn't look like there's a prize associated
with it. It was announced, it was right. Part of visualstudio.net, and it was announced at TechEd in Atlanta in 2001, 2002.
Mm. Wow.
Yep. That's pretty good hit.
It's near and dear to my heart because I actually worked for a company called Bringster, which is an ASP.NET hosting company, and we were one of the very first partners.
Fossils, drop the answer into Twitter. You might be right. And Raventhorn, drop me a tweet on that. At C Sharp Fritz, and let's talk about that. That sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. Next question's up.
All right.
That's not it. I think it's just another question. It's not probably part of the list, actually.
Oh, maybe they're just throwing them in.
They're just throwing some extra questions in there. This one says, which Bellevue hamburger joint had a speed dial number on the Microsoft Corp phone system? Which, that's an interesting question.
Bellevue right. Burger joint.
Yep.
Is it that one that we like to go to across from the Hyatt?
Nope.
And it was actually integrated in the Microsoft phone system.
That's insane.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Probably an earlier day of Microsoft. I'm
okay.
Yes.
It wouldn't happen to be named after a certain bird. a scarlet colored bird.
Yeah.
Really?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, so
is this one for a prize?
It doesn't seem to indicate that there's a necessary prize. It's just a trivia question.
We're getting close to a.
Yeah, so I've got two more questions loaded here.
Yeah.
And those are two prize questions.
There are burger joints in Bellevue? I thought the only one sold kale and bagels. No, it sells gluten-free buns on
They're
those
big
burgers.
On the gluten-free here.
Yeah.
Yes, and
they
love it.
Said the celiac.
Mm-hmm. That's been drinking coffee like it's going out of style.
We do have an answer.
We do have an answer?
I don't know if this was for a prize, but I've seen the correct answer.
Really?
Nice.
On Twitter?
On Twitch.
Oh, on Twitch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put your answers on Twitter.
Because I see a few of them on Twitter as well, so they're definitely coming in.
Version, not year. Well, that's the product name, right?
Right.
I mean, do you really want to say?
About this, so yeah, it was VisualStudio.net.
The original.
Yep.
So
it was announced. One quick posting was announced on stage during the keynote at Tech Ed Atlanta.
All right. Go. Next question is up.
Okay.
And trivia time.
Is it this one that I keep accidentally going to?
Well, not that one. Is that the one click?
No, not that
try
one.
The next one.
This one.
That's correct.
Okay. Finally.
The original code name for Cortana. What was the original code name for the Cortana?
Virtual assistant.
There you go.
I'm going to go to another question here in the chat room from, is that YetiMan01? How do I make games in Visual Studio? Check out Unity. Unity's a great framework that you can use to program with C#, build games. There's some great games that have been built out there with Unity.
For sure.
Pokemon Go was written with Unity. Hearthstone was written with Unity. Check it out. In fact, we're even going to have a Unity session as part of .NET Conf. At the very end, Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and UTC is something else. Was Cortana's codename Alexa?
That is funny.
That would be funny.
Clay Cree says Hunter 2. That's another insider there, inside joke. Clippy. No, Sean, I don't think you're right.
You know, while we're waiting for that answer to come through, or winner to be selected, I think we have a... We have something funny from Preemptive Guys, not just the box. Do we have time to show that?
I can show that. We can go to that video briefly. Where is it?
It is. At 1 minute, I'm supposed to be pulling out another question, although we're not requiring an answer for 48 hours. But that tweet will come out.
Let's hold for a second and do the question, and then we'll go to the... Right, you're referring to the coffee video.
I am.
Okay, I can go to that. I can go to that in just a second. Do the thing over here. This is the last question. That's why I wanted to make sure I showed this.
Perfect. Okay. Good.
Right.
Yep.
So, but we're looking for the original name for Cortana.
Original code name for Cortana. Yes.
The original name for Cortana was Cortana, but no, I think
code
the original name.
Name
for the Halo character was Cortana.
The code name was Cortana. And they just
It was a trick question. Are you just Inception, Jeff?
I'm in the same boat. I'm like,
right.
But wait.
Jeremy,
there's like an infinite loop going in my head.
Yeah,
wait.
That happens.
What?
All right, next question's up. Let's see if it appeared as is. That's not it. All right, so that was a different question that just went.
Then yeah, they're giving us the wrong questions here.
Yeah.
I will turn that off.
That question will come up after the thing that just came up, which was. They're going to pick a random winner over the next 48 hours for a Surface Go. So,
okay.
You know, a non-trivial thing for the question, how many Fortune 500 companies that use Preemptive to protect their apps? And they do include in that tweet that I just sent out a link to a video that will help you answer that question.
Mm.
And that's for a Surface Go. They're going to pick the winner over the next 48 hours.
Are they limiting it to one winner per person? I think, I don't think you can win more than one prize.
It's all random, so it's possible.
It's
we're
possible.
Not going to make any certainty, but it seems unlikely. There's a lot of people on this feed.
A lot,
so we're not trying to give multiple prizes away to the same person.
But definitely use your hashtags.
Yeah.
Originally, Cortana was only meant to be a code name, but a petition on Windows Phone's user voice site proved it to be so popular they made the code name official. I think I've heard that story.
Yeah, that's what happened. I didn't think it's a good thing.
And Dee Dee's saying that she's going to put all the winners into all the people who get this next answer correct into the fishbowl, and she will do a total random draw.
Total random
Fantastic.
Draw. That's awesome. All right.
Random draw.
And the last question just came out, and that is the one here for a $25 gift
the
surprise.
Last question.
How much did the original version of Quick C sell for?
Go to the Wikipedia. Yes, that might be a good place to look.
Yeah, might
Give
be a possibility.
And I think Apotica there, that is not the original code name for Cortana.
I Cortana.
No, we've all got mics.
Everybody's got mics.
We've got three there.
Necessary.
Strategically placed. So we did want to make sure that we share a little video from our friends about Dotfuscator, right? Let's go over.
We're in our last minute, so go for it.
Okay, what I'd like to order is...
Open your project.
An iced half-calf venti. Octoshot.
Go to our online documentation.
Hang on. An iced half calf.
Copy
venti.
This simple short script.
Three pumps cinnamon dolce. Three pumps white.
Unload milk. And open your project file.
Vanilla. Non-fat milk.
Paste at the end of the file.
Light ice. Extra whip.
You're crazy.
Caramel drizzle.
Reload and build.
Chocolate drizzle.
Chocolate drizzle.
Hazelnut
drizzle. Okay, drizzle. Sorry.
Did you get the hazelnut?
Hazelnut.
Okay, white chocolate mocha.
Ta-da! We're done.
Putting on here.
Okay.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I would never order all that stuff on my coffee.
It sounded intense.
Well, at some point, it's not coffee anymore, right?
Yeah, it's a milkshake.
Sugar.
Yeah. That's basically what it is.
So did Louis Beltran win a hamburger? I don't think so.
That seems unlikely.
No, I don't think we're giving away hamburgers.
Hey, it's 6:30.
It is 6:30. Wow. I think it's about time. Did
That's a fast 90 minutes.
That was so quick.
Remember to go back to, we have that one question where if you answer again.
The next 48 hours.
Answer in the next 48 hours. Dee Dee's going to put everybody, all the winners in a fishbowl and announce a winner on Twitter using hashtags .NETConf and CodeParty.
And a big thanks to all of our sponsors, Telerik, Mobilize.net, Preemptive, DocuSign API, LeakTools.VVM, Contrast Security, Gnostis, Twilio, DevExpress, and CData Software. So glad to have everyone participating. I'm really glad you guys hung out with us. It's been fun for the past 90 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And have a great .NET Conf.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
So come on back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon East Coast time, mm-hmm. and that's 4 p.m. UTC, right? Okay. Which means it's, let me do the math, 10 p.m. India Standard Time. And we'll have more .NET Conf. And actually, you know what we're going to do after we're done here? We're going to rerun .NET Conf from earlier today on Twitch. You won't be able to ask questions, but you'll be able to see some great content again. And we'll see you tomorrow as we get ready to start 24 hours live from Channel 9. Alrighty. Take care, everybody. We'll see ya.
Bye.